From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
If you frequent the downtown crossroads or Half-a-Tree areas, you may just have seen or come across Josephine Heron. Josephine is a woman with a cheerful spirit and a personal history that is just so heartwarming. She shares with us today how her life was transformed by love and how she uses that love to help others. You're tuned to Sharing the Love. Stay with us. Josephine Heron lost her parents at a tender age and ended up on the streets at age 12. That could have been her ultimate fate had it not been for the Salvation Army. The organization provided daily meals for Josephine as well as clothing. She shares that at first she was not receptive to the love and care that was being shown to her, but after some time, she finally gave in.
I used to march with them from up Orange Street down to Parade. So in the days now, when I'm hungry, I just go over there and they don't see me. They leave my breakfast on me. I get my breakfast and my lunch in one. So I start to talk with them now, make friends with them now to see what could come out of it.
Josephine recounts that some days she felt like giving up, but it was the love and care of the members of the Salvation Army that kept her going.
They share love with me. They say, Josephine, you know, if you come to church, the Lord can do things for you. I say, I'm on the road, nobody not do nothing for me. Oh, you want me to come to church? God not gonna do nothing for me. I say, Josephine, come to church and God will open a way for you. It's more than tongue can tell now. They've been so loving to me. They show me, at least they show me love. You know, if I am hungry, I say, you know, so I'm hungry. And they leave me lunch for me. I say, lunch, you know, good lunch.
Josephine tells us how she began sharing the love.
One morning, Sunday morning, I was going to church. This gentleman come on, say, I want a cup of tea. I say, man, I'm going to church. I say, I'm going to church. You see me at tea? I say, please, I want a cup of tea. In a way, I go by Margaret. I'm living by Marklin. And I give him bread and butter and a cup of tea. I wash your back for coming to church. I say, look at you. Look how clean and I dirty. I say, I don't have any clothes anywhere. I went down Peter's Lane to the Salvation Army. I beg a pants and a shirt. I went up Chancellor and I beg water and I put my toes into a scandal bag and bathed him at the corner and give him clothes to put on. The Monday morning now, I put on my uniform out by the park and I saw this lady said, Miss lady, do you want me to comb your ear for you? And she said, yes. But by pulling out the ear, every car missing me, I had my face. Nobody missing me. And I said, I'm going to pull out your hair. I'm going to comb your hair for you until I burst out now 29 years.
For 29 years, Josephine Heron has been serving the homeless in the corporate area. She is a barber, hairdresser, and so much more for those who really need it. And she does this often with little or no personal resources, but with a great deal of love. With all the love and care Josephine has been showing, she received the ultimate gift of love in 2012. Before June of that year, her home had been a tiny storeroom at the Poor Relief Department in downtown Kingston. But through the work of charity group Food for the Poor, Josephine has been living in her own two-bedroom apartment in East Kingston for almost 3 years.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
And that takes us to the end of today's program. A thought for the week ahead. No one is useless in this world who lightens the burdens of another. I'm Casita Irving, wishing for you a wonderful week and daring you to share the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.